Welcome to the godshow.us daily. Tonight is an emergency arbitration hearing. One city, one departure, one person asking if the whole thing counts against them. I have read this question 3 times, and I need to flag. I am not compensated for what this implies. My contract says announce the match. This is not a match. This is a reckoning. 15 wisdom traditions have been subpoenaed. The asker is on the stand. This announcer is underpaid. Will the question please approach?
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered by 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question: if going back to the city I fled actually feels like home, does that mean the leaving was a mistake? Here's what's actually at stake if you get this wrong. Call it a mistake, and you erase the person the leaving built. The one standing there now, capable of recognizing the place at all. Call it wisdom, and you might be dodging the simpler truth that you ran, burned years somewhere lonelier, and didn't need to. Either answer rewrites the self who packed the bag. If going back to the city I fled actually feels like home, does that mean the leaving was a mistake? Zen lands this in 7 words. The city waited. You're the one who changed. That's the whole move. Zen isn't interested in whether you were right to leave. It's pointing at what's doing the judging. The city is a fact. The mistake or wisdom framing is a story you are generating right now in a body that has clearly changed about a self that may not be continuous with the one who fled. That's not comfort. That's a pretty radical claim about what you even means across time.
Sure, but cynicism has zero patience for that. Diogenes, basically the original guy who needed everyone to know he needed nothing, would look at the person returning and say, "You packed a bag like someone who'd finally understood something, and now you're back." Calling surrender recognition, the bag is sitting empty in the corner. Very illuminating walk you took. Most people, slightly cheaper lessons. It's not kind, but it's not wrong either.
Islam goes the other direction entirely, and I mean entirely. The departure wasn't error, and the return wasn't correction. Both were already folded into a single divine decree before you were born. Al-awwal wal-akhir. The first and the last held your frightened first step and your homecoming in one fist. That's a completely different grammar. You're not auditing a decision. You're reading the middle of a sentence God finished writing first. Judaism is adjacent but distinct. The Torah was given in the wilderness not because the desert is holy, but because wandering made you someone who could finally receive it. Same result, very different engine.
Stoicism is going to be impatient with both of those. Marcus style. The leaving is stone, done, untouchable. Regret has no jurisdiction over it. What you feel on those streets again is your body recognizing a language, not a verdict arriving on your past self. The court that could rule on whether you were wrong. Stoicism says that court no longer sits. The only open question is what virtue asks of you now, in the returning. Which, I'll be honest, is a genuinely useful reframe if you're the type of person currently constructing a case against yourself.
Then there's Sufism, which I want to spend a second on because it takes the whole question and flips the axis. It says you've been answering wrong, not the wrong answer, the wrong question entirely. You keep asking about direction. Did I go the right way? Did I come back the right way? Sufism says the question is about what the distance carved into you. The reed doesn't mourn the cut from the reed bed. The cut is the mouth. The going made you someone who could return and finally recognize what you're standing inside. And absurdism, weirdly, lands nearby. The leaving was the home. You just didn't know it because you were busy surviving it. Both awake, different coats, same cold hallway. The traditions that usually agree on nothing are sharing a coat rack.
The pop culture oracle went full Dickens on this one. Ghost of Christmas Past, taking Scrooge back, not to humiliate him, but so he could receive the evidence that he had genuinely loved things before the ledger ate everything. If you've seen A Christmas Carol, you know the scene. The old schoolroom, the young Scrooge's face going soft with grief he forgot he'd buried. Oracle's read is that you are accepting the award for most necessary detour, and the leaving made the homecoming legible. I mean, I'm not going to argue with it. Dickens earns his keep.
The tradition that cuts deepest today is Sufism's. The reed does not mourn the cut is the mouth. Attributed to the Masnavi, filtered through this exact question, which means the leaving isn't the thing you survived. It's the thing that made you audible. Come back tomorrow.
Arbitration adjourned. The tribunal has reviewed the evidence. One empty bag, one familiar street corner, 15 wisdom traditions, and a ledger that Stoicism ruled inadmissible. The verdict, the departure is stone. The return is present. And this announcer is filing a formal grievance because nothing in my rider prepared me to read Islamic metaphysics aloud at full stadium volume. I want hazard pay. I want a clause. I want someone to call my agent. The God Show. .us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset. .us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. If this show is part of your own necessary detour, keep it going. Subscribe, share it with someone who also left somewhere once, and find the full multilingual question of the day at thegodshow.us. The bag is lighter than it looked. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.